Well, we are back. It is season two of the Firestarter podcast. And, you know, we were kind of just getting our feet wet last year, Tori. But I think this year we're going to be coming at you all season long. Weekly, is that what we're going to do?
We're aiming for weekly. I think we can do it.
I think that's going to be good. So get ready. It's going to be a good season. Obviously, Flames training camp is just about ready to get underway. But until that happens, we've got prospect camp. And who better to kind of lead us into that in main training camp than a Calgary native, Matthew Phillips, joining us on the first episode of season two of the Firestarter podcast. Matthew, first off, thanks for your time. How's camp going so far?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been good so far. We've been practicing pretty hard. We kind of had a pretty quick transition from fitness testing into our first game, but I think everyone's kind of getting their feet under them now.
I mean, it's kind of the usual question we have to ask guys as we get into the fall season, but how was summer for you, and what did you get up to when it comes to your off-season training?
Yeah, it was really good. I'm from Calgary, so a no-brainer to kind of stick here and be with the Flames strength staff. So I was here all summer again. It's my third one with them now. I felt really good about it. I gained a lot of strength and didn't really put on weight, but that ship's kind of sailed for me. But I feel good about it. I had a good, relaxing summer, so I'm feeling good.
I've noticed over the last year or so, it seems like you've found another gear in your skating. Is speed something that you've been putting some effort into and working on? Because it looks like you have a bit more explosiveness. You've got a bit more quick feet. Is that something you're focusing on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's always kind of been my game, is speed and being quick. And last two summers, I'd say, I've really made big steps in my lower body strength. And I think I'm feeling the effects of that now in my skating. I'm stronger on my skates. And it's easier to kind of put what we're working on with our skating coach, Don Braid, once I have that strength to build off of. So I think it's piecing together pretty well.
Tell me a little bit about the season in Stockton last year. Obviously, it was a big year for you in a lot of ways. But, I mean, we hear so much, and especially at a camp like this, of how tight-knit that group is. And, you know, obviously at that level, you've got the long bus rides. Everybody's kind of together, maybe even more so than they are at the NHL level. So what kind of relationships did you build with the guys? And it just seems like you guys are so friendly with each other here.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic in the American League, because you have guys that have playing the NHL, they're kind of on their way out. They have families. You have young guys who, in my and Glenn's shoes, have never even really cooked much before. Like, there's a lot of different situations. But I think we had a really welcoming group of older players, and that made it easier for us rookies, because it can be a bit overwhelming with the off-ice stuff and everything you have to figure out and have sorted. So they helped us out a lot, and we had a pretty young team, so that was good also.
Okay, so what was the usual dinner plan at the house? The cooking you said you had to figure out, so what was your go-to meal, and who was in charge of that stuff most of the time?
I don't even know if we had a go-to meal. Glenn was,
it must have been a phone number.
Yeah, speed dial. Glenn was better on the barbecue, so when we do that, he'd pop out by the pool and do that. But we kind of got the hang of it as it went on. I had nowhere to go but up. So,
what is life like outside of the cooking aspect, going into pros for you and adjusting to that life? So what was kind of the biggest hurdle or challenge you guys faced other than the cooking? There's a lot coming at you at once, from billet to becoming adults. So what was that like?
Yeah, there's just a lot more responsibility, and I think you need to be more aware of how you're handling yourself off the ice, like sleep-wise and planning ahead. Kind of when we go on road trips and all this, and you get home and say you have 3 days and you have a game in between those and you have something to take care of kind of bill-wise or anything like that, like it can be a lot. So I think the quicker that you can get all that organized, then that can go away and your mind can be focused on hockey when it needs to be.
That's kind of an interesting sidebar to that. I mean, a lot of guys talk about the adjustment from junior to the pro ranks. And for you, is that actually a part of it that maybe we don't know enough about, is the transition from junior life to, you know, being an adult and living on your own for some guys for the first time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's pretty underrated, because it's everyone kind of handles it differently. And like my situation, I was spoiled rotten with my billets in Victoria. So, yeah, it's a lot different. But I think our coaches have kind of talked to us about it as well, that once your mind is clear of anything off ice, you get to the rink, you're going to perform better. You're going to be 100% there mentally, and that's when you get your best.
A few years ago when you were drafted, our PR director came up to me and said, you know what? I know Matthew's grandpa. I know him. He lives in St. John's. I go back a long time with him. Can you just explain how your grandpa managed to somehow call that you were going to be drafted by the Flames and that story behind that?
Yeah. My pop is He's amazing. He's my biggest fan. And back home, he used to write a sports column. And I don't know exactly. I was still pretty young when he first started coming to the games here and all that. But got to know Peter just through being kind of in the media side of everything. And I guess he would always be running his mouth about me when I was going up through the ranks, saying, like, look out for this kid, like every other grandpa is probably saying. And then when I got drafted by the Flames, he was pretty excited and pretty quick to let Peter and them know that he called it. But he's actually here this month for the training camp. He was out in Red Deer, and he hasn't stopped smiling since he's been here.
Does he manage to keep up with your games in Stockton? That's a huge time difference, 4.5 hours for him. Does he manage to keep watch pretty regularly?
Yeah, it is. It's a huge difference. He says, like, a 7 o'clock game, he's tuning in at like 11:30. So I've been in the same time zone when I was in Victoria as well, and he still watches the games. He'll stay up sometimes, or he'll watch him the next morning, but he's following me. He really enjoys it, and he's a big role model for me.
It's kind of cool. I mean, we talk about how, you know, we talked about it on Saturday, nothing's like really on the line, but at the end of the day, it's the Battle of Alberta, no matter how you slice it. And for you to get that goal, I mean, we could tell there was some emotion. That must have been a good feeling for you. Just first off, I guess, just take us through the goal, and from a guy who you spent some time with last year with the Stockton Heat, but to do it like you said with your grandpa on the stands and you're wearing that jersey, it's kind of feels like everything's coming together the way it should, right?
Yeah, it's fun. I think it's really cool how these rookie games are laid out in Red Deer when we have really good fans. Sometimes there's tournaments and the fans aren't totally into it and all that, but awesome environment and you could feel the energy. So just kind of stepped out in overtime and kind of on the back check, little turnover, and I saw Dubes up the ice and I knew if I just got there he'd get me the puck, and worked out.
Just switching gears a little bit. I mean, we talk about hockey nonstop during these camps, but what is Matthew Phillips like away from the rink? What do you get up to?
What do I get up to? Nothing too exciting. I'm not a big video game guy, which a lot of guys are.
Yeah.
I'm into Fortnite and all that. I'm not too big on that. Pretty reserved. I mean, in the summertime, I like to go golfing a lot. I did that a lot this summer. Away from that, I'll play Xbox with the boys, but I'm not big into that myself. I don't know, just pretty chill, and yeah.
Well, how's the golf game?
It's getting there. Yeah, I got new clubs, so it's yeah, it's work in progress.
Do you have a favorite course around Calgary?
Good question. I have a few. I played out at River Spirit a lot this summer. It was near my place. And then outside of the city, went to like Kananaskis and Bragg Creek. There's some pretty cool courses.
Pretty picturesque.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty awesome that you guys do get the time to do that during the summertime. But I mean, we talk about it all the time. It feels like there's really no off season nowadays, right? You maybe take a couple of weeks off, but you're still in the gym pretty much every day and on the ice quickly into the summertime. But you know, you said you're working on your skating this summer. What types of drills maybe were you working on specifically that maybe have been different from past years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Dawn Braid would come in, I think it was about once a month for 4 days, and we'd be with her in groups of like two or three, and she'd also come down to Stockton during the year as well. So that was kind of throughout the summer. You'd get on the ice with her, and it's really individualized, and she's really good with kind of paying attention to what's getting better and what she needs to keep kind of adjusting with your skating. So it's coming along, and this is my fourth summer now with her. So that's when you really start to see those gains, is when you've kind of progressed with the same coach. So I think it's really helpful and fortunate that she's been with the Flames for this long through my development, because it's been big.
Yeah, it's interesting you say you start to see the gains after a couple of years. I was going to say, because you've essentially been skating probably the same way for most of your life. Do you notice when you step on the ice for the first time, maybe in game action after doing that training, the difference that you've seen?
Yeah, you kind of nailed it. Like, everyone skates different, but how they skate comes natural to them. So yeah. It's hard to tell everyone to skate a certain, like, not a certain way, but like similar kind of mechanics to it. But yeah, I think in the middle of the summer, you don't always notice that you're getting better, you're getting stronger. But I think when you get out in full practices and stuff like that, and you can feel the gains, and it's encouraging.
And just last question here for you, Matthew, before we let you go. I want to talk about the competition at camp. We see it every year. Seems like there's a high level of competition, as there always is. But you've got guys, especially at this prospect camp, there's young guys, there's some older guys, you got college guys, yourself going into your second year pro. What has it been like this year compared to past years, and how does that competition stack up? Does that make you a better player going into main camp?
Yeah, I think in the rookie camps, there's guys in different situations. You can usually tell the guys that have been around and maybe played a year pro, like just a little more comfortable. But the competition's been really good. Everyone's got a lot of energy, and it's been solid. And personally, I just feel a lot more calm this year, more confident in myself. And it helps as well being with the Stockton coaches for the rookie camp, because they're such personable guys. So it kind of takes a bit of the nerves off, and I think that's really good for the young guys.
Awesome, Matthew. Thank you so much for your time. It's we know it's a busy time. You've got a bus to catch too, so we'll let you go. But thank you again. Good luck as main camp continues here and getting ready for your second pro season, which is obviously very exciting. And for Flames fans everywhere, stick around, because we're coming at you next week when the Flames training camp will be in full swing. The NHL preseason will just be getting going, so stay tuned to the Firestarter podcast.